Suspected Islamic militants linked to al-Qaeda shot and killed eight tribal leaders who were trying to broker a government-sponsored peace deal between the insurgents and the army, the military said on Monday. The killings took place late Sunday in the country's volatile mountainous tribal region of South Waziristan, in the northwest frontier province near the Afghan border region, where al-Qaeda and Taliban militants are believed to operate. South Waziristan is also home to the al-Qaeda-linked Islamic militant leader, Baitullah Masood, who the government blames for the December 27th assassination of opposition leader and former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Masood denies responsibility for Ms. Bhutto's assassination, and her supporters blame the government. The government has been fighting Islamic militants in the tribal regions near the Afghan border, trying to rid the region of Islamic militants and foreign fighters and impose the rule of law. Pakistan's military launched a major offensive last November against Islamic insurgents in the northwestern Swat Valley, a former tourist destination. The military said it killed over 300 militants during the offensive. Terrorism expert and author Ahmed Rashid says many people in the region are afraid of the Taliban, but distrustful of the government.
They don't trust the government. They don't want to join the government against the militants because they feel the government will not be able to protect them or even to fulfill whatever promises are made. So that's why people are afraid of supporting the government and they tend to keep quiet or they support the militants.
Pakistan is a close U.S. ally in its war on terror and has received millions of dollars in aid to help fight Islamic militants in the country. Reacting to a New York Times article that the Bush administration was considering expanding U.S. military and intelligence operations in the tribal regions, Pakistan's foreign ministry spokesman, Mohammad Siddiq, said Monday only Pakistan forces would be allowed to operate in the region.
I think government of Pakistan has taken a very clear position from the very beginning. Any action on Pakistan's territory will be taken by Pakistan's armed forces and Pakistani agencies. No foreign country will be allowed to take actions on Pakistani territory.
The U.S. government has been pressuring the government of President Pervez Musharraf to crack down on Islamic militants operating in the country. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Islamabad.